Well, we're standing in the middle of 250 acres, which would be part of the 14,000-acre footprint of the Sites Reservoir.
Mary Wells stands on her family's ranch in Colusa County, about an hour northwest of Sacramento. She's the fifth generation of her family to farm and raise cattle here. She's lived on this ranch for 40 years, but she and her daughter and granddaughter are prepared to flood it.
Northern California and all of California needs a solution to the water shortages that are only going to get worse.
Are we standing where the water would be?
Yes, we would be very well underwater, about under 300 feet.
So it's not just giving up your ranch, it's giving up the actual home that you've
lived. Yes, that's the tough part.
Wells is showing her ranch to a group of state lawmakers, Capitol staff, and lobbyists who are demanding at least $3 billion for surface storage in any state water bond. Sites Reservoir is one of the two large projects the money would go towards. Temperance Flat Dam, an hour northeast of Fresno, is the other. Assembly Republican leader Connie Conway, who represents the Central Valley, was among the lawmakers on the tour.
These are the two that make the most sense. These are the two that are the most urgent. And we just have to have enough to get that basic funding so we can actually start the project.
The tour came one day after Governor Jerry Brown announced his opposition to the $11 billion water bond currently scheduled for the November ballot and put forth his own $6 billion proposal instead. Brown's outline includes $2 billion for storage projects. Even Democratic Assembly Speaker Tony Atkins says Brown's proposal is too small to meet the state's dire needs. But in an interview last week with Capital Public Radio, Brown pointed to California's $30 billion debt and said his proposal is the most the state should borrow.
They're arguing about this $3 billion storage. You're not going to get these dams built without more billions, and it's going to take many years. We have a problem right now, and the $6 billion covers all the immediate stuff that we can do now.
Storage is one sticking point. The other is designing a bond that's tunnel neutral. That is, it neither helps nor hurts the governor's proposal to build twin tunnels underneath the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta. Brown says his proposal is tunnel neutral, but Delta lawmakers and environmental groups fear it's not. Democratic Senator Lois Wolk says any final deal must include specific language that gives her constituents a voice and puts their fears to rest.
The agencies that are charged with restoration have to be working together with the local community. There have to be willing sellers. There have to be certain requirements up front. And collaboration engenders trust.
But down in the Delta, trust is in short supply.
If you ever wondered how those annoying stickers got onto your fruit, this is the machinery that does that.
Kathy Hemley grows apples and pears on Randall Island on the Delta's northern edge just south of Sacramento. She's in her packing house as gala apples are washed, waxed, sorted, and packed.
They're lovely this year. It's a beautiful rose color with a fine sort of ivory striping on the skin. A very fragrant, crunchy apple.
Then forklifts load boxes onto trucks to take the produce to stores from coast to coast and beyond. Hemley says California absolutely needs a water bond, but her entire business and her home would be destroyed by the tunnels. So she fears anything that would open the door to Brown's plan, including ecosystem restoration on private lands and private agency water transfers.
The water bond, as it seems to be developing, is beneficial to some people at the expense of others.
Hemley says Delta folks aren't obstructionists or conspiracy theorists. They just want a water bond that doesn't hang them out to dry. They'll know one way or the other by the end of the week. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.